Magandang araw sa inyo mga kaibigan. Itong ating almusalita sa araw na ito, February 6. Ang ebanghelyo natin ay Mark 7, 1-13. Sabi ng ebanghelyo, "So the Pharisees and the teachers of the law asked him, 'Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders but eat with unclean hands?' Jesus answered, 'You shallow people, how well Isaiah prophesied of you when he wrote, These people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me.'" Walang relationship sa Diyos. Itong mga pariseo talagang tinutupad yung mga alituntuning. Sa kanilang regulations, obligations, ay napaka-importanteng words. It's all about traditions, regulations, obligation, at yung kanilang pakikitungo sa Diyos ay on this level. Kaya ang tawag ni Jesus, shallow people. Napakababaw nyo naman. Napakababaw nyo naman. It's okay, may ritual tayo. It's okay, may mga alituntunin tayo. Pero dyan lang ba yung relasyon sa Diyos? O it goes to the heart and to the mind. Yan sabi niya, you don't know the scripture. Yan, kaalaman ng Diyos sa pamamagitan ng kanyang salita na pinakilala niya, na He revealed to us. Personal na pagkikitungo sa Panginoon, relationship to God, heart to heart. Knowing God from the heart, you realize na He's not into rituals, obligations, and traditions. He is into a bigger picture. Kung saan yung mga obligations, yung mga rituals, at yung mga traditions ay nakakatulong sa isang relasyon na malalim, heart to heart, mind to mind, life to life, and life-changing. Life-changing in the sense na He changed my life and He changed the way na nakikitungo ako sa ibang tao. Lahat po yun na-miss nila. And they remain obligation, traditionally tuntunin, hanggang doon lang. Kaya, sabi ni Jesus, you shallow people, napakababaw nyo naman. Try to go deeper. What an invitation para sa ating, na minsan posible ding manatili ang relasyon sa Panginoon on the level of mga anong obligasyon, anong dapat sundin, ilang kandila sa altar, tama ba na maghatid ng bisita kapag may patay, and we can get lost in so many human things now, nothing to do with the Lord. Kung nagustuhan mo ang video ng ito, pass it on. Punuin natin ng good news ang social media. Gawin natin viral araw-araw ang salita ng Diyos. And God bless.